The story of architecture in Columbus, Indiana seems to always come back to industrialist and philanthropist J. Irwin Miller. His Cummins Foundation is credited with helping promote architectural development in the city. His home, which has recently been opened to the public, was designated a National Historic Landmark. Same with the downtown branch of a bank he founded. And he was influential in commissioning the first modernist building in the city, the First Christian Church. So it seems only fitting that the final installment of Artwork's tour of the Columbus architecture series ends at the church Miller attended, the same church that also hosted his funeral, the North Christian Church. Annie Corgan shares this story.
I just need to run inside and get some keys, and we can go on the road.
Associate Director of the Columbus Area Visitor Center, Cindy Fry, has decided to give our feet a break and drive us to the next architectural landmark on the tour. On a typical two-hour architecture tour, visitors see 25 to 30 buildings, and they actually go inside two of them.
Here's the cute little Harry Weiss School, and this is on our way. There wasn't even a real architecture program when Harry Weiss was called on to do the first elementary school.
We arrive at the North Christian Church, a building from 1964. It's the third example of a collaboration amongst architect Eero Saarinen, textile artist Alexander Girard, and landscape designer Dan Kiley, the others being J. Irwin Miller's home and gardens and the downtown branch of the former Irwin Union Bank, now First Financial. It also happens to be the final building designed by Saarinen before his death.
This is the grounds from there to beyond the church that Kiley designed. And about a month ago, this was a sea of yellow daffodils and pink magnolia groves on each side, and it's just breathtaking.
The most striking feature of the hexagon-shaped building is the 192-foot-tall spire. Fry says if it were a mere 8 feet taller, it would have had to include a blinking light on the top to alert passing aircrafts. The shape of the building is reflected on the inside of the church as well, as the sanctuary is arranged in the round, with the altar in the middle. The Miller family's relationship to this building is less obvious than the First Christian Church, for which the family helped plan and finance the design.
This is a non-denominational Christian church, and this was Mr. and Mrs. Miller's church.
So what I'm learning is that Mr. Miller, the Miller family in general, was really religious.
Very religious. There were many ministers in the family, and he was the first layperson to head the National Council of Churches. So it's a very, womb-like space. It seats 650 people. 150 around the outer top row alone. The cushions that you see, this is where the elders sit when they're serving communion. They're down on this floor level. The cushions get changed according to the liturgical calendar. So part of the year they're green, part of the year they're purple. This is where Mr. Miller had his funeral. It was, I am told, quite an event because the music was amazing.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can see photos of the North Christian Church on our website and listen to all the segments highlighting the Columbus architecture scene. Find it all at wfiu.org/arts.